Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy to be here. I skipped last week because I just felt like it. I needed a little break. And as you guys know, or maybe you don't know, my biggest intention is to fall in love with my life and business and infuse pleasure into everything I do and to really just create this sense of ease and joy. Because when I first built my business about almost 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I built it from a place of chaos, stress, and from a place of everything has to feel hard in order for it to be legit or in order for it to be working. There was a lot of anxiety. There was a lot of like, I hate doing this, but this is what I need to do. And then ultimately it caused me to enter into this paradigm of business is hard. Business is hard and stressful and it burns you out and it's very hard to sustain a certain type of success because I made a certain amount of money, I grew my business, and I felt on top of the world. But then when I look back and really assessed what it took to get there, all I could see was chaos, stress, anxiety, fear, and that's just not the vibe. And I think that's the case for a lot of people. I think that's the case for many people listening to right now or listening to this right now. I think that's the case for every entrepreneur who enters the space and doesn't realize that there's a different paradigm that we can adopt and there's a different paradigm that we can subscribe to. And although it does take a lot of deconditioning and it does take a lot of practice in the arena and a lot of showing up as the woman who is in love with her business and in her life and a lot of pattern dissolving and all the things, it is 100% possible. I promise you, because I see evidence of it in my life right now where it's like I'm actually loving my life and enjoying the fuck out of what I'm doing in my business. And yeah, there are times where I find myself reverting back to old ways of thinking, because when the patterns are so ingrained, when the neural pathways and the cells and the genes are firing and wiring in a certain way, there must be work done to undo that, and there must be repetition, and there needs to be time to allow your new beliefs to anchor in. And even if you don't run a business right now, I'm sure that a lot of you guys are doing life in a way that just doesn't feel good. Or maybe you're working at a job that doesn't feel good. Or maybe you're working too much in your job because you're so used to chaos. You're so used to hard work. You're so used to no rest. You're so used to burn yourself the fuck out or it doesn't count. Right? And it's just really important to remember that that is all just a paradigm that we are choosing. And I know your ego is not going to want to hear this, but you're choosing to live by that. And there's a different way. And I am making it my life's work to do this and do it as best as I can and to lead by example. So any pattern that doesn't serve me anymore, I am working diligently and I'm working consistently and I'm showing up to the assignment. I'm showing up to every area of my life that needs tweaking, that needs reconditioning, that needs my attention, and I'm having fun with it. And when something bad happens or something quote unquote undesirable happens in my life, I don't look at it like, oh my God, I wasn't meant for this. You see what I mean? Like, this wasn't supposed to be. Like, why is this happening? I look at it in a way where it's like, okay, wow, this is trying to show me something and this is trying to teach me a lesson and this is actually necessary for me to go through so I can literally extract the lesson, extract the wisdom, and embody that lesson and be the person who believes it on a subconscious level, not just on a conscious level, not just on a, oh yeah, that sounds cute, I know it, I know, like I have awareness of it, right? I intellectually know it, but it's like, I am this. This is what I believe at my deepest level. So yeah, stay tuned for masterclasses and courses on this shit, because I will teach you how the fuck to fall in love with your business and I will model that shit for you. And I'm just so excited that I'm doing this work and that I went through what I have gone through just so I can get to a place where I am right now, where I'm literally falling head over heels, not only with my business and my life, but with myself, truly with myself. So that's that. And it's just really, really exciting. And I know that a lot of you guys are feeling it in your bones where you're like, oh, wow, imagine that could be possible for me. And a lot of the, you know, people we learn from and the mentors we learn from, a lot of them don't have that paradigm. They don't even know it's possible for them, right? So they teach you from their lens of what they know to be true about business and life, and it just ends up kind of like repeating the cycle and like spreading that paradigm onto other people, and then that's how we kind of like stay stuck where we're at. So not over here, honey, not over here. We're building a life that we fucking love. So that's bringing me into the book that I'm reading. This is the second time that I'm reading this book. It's called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. If you know, you know. It's such a good book. It's a staple in the personal development, self-development world, spiritual world. It's a staple. It's like, if you haven't read this book, you got to read the book. I read it about a year and a half ago. Definitely life-changing back then. I'm reading it again now. Extremely life-changing because everything, you know, when you hear advice, you hear wisdom, when you hear someone's experience and you're just not ready to hear it yet, so you don't hear it or it doesn't register, like that's just a thing, right? So when I read the book, it was life-changing for what it was, like the zone of genius, and it made me realize that I have something very special about myself, and that's my voice, that's my personality, that's my energy, right? But I'm reading it right now and there are other lessons that I've learned in my life that are like being, after reading that book, that are being explained in such a beautiful way that I'm like, oh my god, this is adding language to something that I have actually lived and embodied, and I see this, you know, and it's really, really good, and it just needs to be read multiple times. But one thing that I've worked on for the past 2.5 years, I would say, is allowing myself to feel pure pleasure and joy. And not from an outside source, right? Not from like weed or alcohol or partying or TV or any of that. And there's nothing wrong with feeling pleasure from that. But like true, true, true pleasure, like true happiness, and allowing myself to feel that way. Because as humans, and you'll read that in the book where he talks about the upper limit problem, is that we have a certain emotional home. We have a certain limit of happiness that we allow ourselves to feel before we sabotage it in some way. And if you start paying attention to your life, you'll start to notice different areas where, you know, something good will happen to you, or you'll make a lot of money, or you get this new job, or you have a really good relationship, and then all of a sudden you find yourself sabotaging that in some way. You find yourself... And he talks about a lot about like physical pain and sickness that you get after something really good happening to you. So I've been paying really, really good attention, and I've noticed that now that I'm in a very happy, grounded place in my life, and I'm doing my business the way I want to, and I'm living my life the way I want to, and I'm infusing pleasure in every single thing that I do, and I'm having fun with it, and I broke down so many fucking different paradigms that kept me stuck and kept me miserable. And I talked about dread in my last episode. I've been meditating on that and really like changing myself and watching my thoughts and watching my actions and watching my words and watching my reactions in my everyday life out in the arena when it comes to dread and anxiety, and changing that, being really intentional to catch it and shift it. And it's been making a crazy difference in my life. Like, I am literally changing before my eyes. Like, dread is like last week the dread was more intense than it was this week. So every week it's like fading more and more, and I'm really stepping into that version who just like really self trust, right? Like, she trusts herself fully and she just flows with her life. So if you haven't listened to that episode, listen to it. But yeah, so since I've been doing that, I've noticed I've been getting a lot of headaches all day. I mean, it goes away when I really pay attention to it and I tell myself, oh, is this the upper limit problem, right? Is this something that's happening subconsciously to myself to sabotage whatever happiness that I'm feeling? Because I am not used to that. I am not used to straight up happiness, joy, groundedness, calmness, being in love with my business, feeling pleasure all day, every day, allowing myself to not just feel the pleasure on a conscious level, but deeply, right? Not just like, oh yeah, this feels good. Let me not let this sink in. Let me change the subject and think about something that's really stressful because I can't feel too good, right? I'm not used to that. My nervous system's not used to that. You're gonna be like, girl, what do you mean? We've been suffering our entire life. We've been suffering and we've been feeling anxious. We've been feeling miserable our entire life. What the fuck do you mean you're gonna just be happy now and just enjoy your life and just like look at your cat or like look at the moon or really enjoy the crisp air at 6 a.m. on your balcony with your hot cup of coffee and enjoy that and really let that sink in for more than 1 second? Like, who the fuck do you think you are? We're not used to that. Who do you think you are, like, actually getting out of your apartment and walking, having a beautiful walk to your favorite cafe? I have a new favorite cafe, by the way. I usually talk about this specific one that's my favorite, but now I have a new one because people are so nice there and it's so cozy and it's actually a 15-minute walk, which is really, or 18-minute walk, which is really good for me because I get my steps in versus, like, the other one, which is way too close and the customer service sucks. Anyway, yeah, like, who do you think you are, like, enjoying your workday and doing what you want when you want and allowing yourself to just flow throughout your day and really embody your feminine energy because that's where you do the fucking best. Like, yes, I have masculine structure in place in my business because how the fuck are you going to run a business if you don't? But I'm very much connected to my feminine and I fucking love it. I love it, right? So if you feel like going to the cafe, if you feel like taking a walk, if you feel like just like flowing with your day and like trusting that everything is getting done, right? And who are you to just like go enjoy yourself at the cafe? You're supposed to be like miserable in your apartment every single day. That's what you've been doing ever since you started the business. You've been in your apartment. You didn't do your makeup. And this was like not so much recently, but I would say like in the beginning, I wouldn't like get ready or do my makeup. I would like kind of like I still dress comfortably, but I would be like super comfortable, but like my hair would be messy and you know I wouldn't have any makeup. I wouldn't really feel that good about myself internally. I would just kind of like start work and entertain shit in my business that I really didn't want to be entertaining and just kind of like have a really, I don't know, like not a good life, to be honest. Like I just really wasn't happy and like I was loving the work that I was doing, of course, because I was changing women's lives and I was like really connecting to some awesome, awesome people as I am now as well. But I wasn't happy inside. And I thought my happiness was going to be found externally. So I just kept searching outside of myself and outside of myself. And I was like, well, you know, when I make enough money, then I'll be happy. I started making money, still wasn't happy. Like, oh, when I hire someone and I start growing my team, I'm going to be happy because I'll be more official. And I'll be a manager. I'll be a real CEO. No, did not fucking find happiness in that shit. Let me tell you that right now. Just anything you could think of, I just kept thinking that I would find that happiness externally, and it sounded so cliche when people say like you have to find happiness within you. That shit didn't click until it clicked, and it starts to click for everyone, especially if you are on a spiritual journey and you allow that to click. And sometimes you have to lose certain things for you to be able to see like, oh, my happiness was actually attached to that thing. Because sometimes we do think that we find happiness within the thing, but that thing can be taken away at any moment. And when that thing is taken away and you feel fucking worthless and you feel not happy, it's like, okay, then what is life, right? So it's so important to find that happiness within. And going back to the cafe, it's like I'm doing so many different things that I've always wanted to do. I'm living the life that I want to do. I'm living the life that I've always wanted to live. Like I'm truly, truly happy at this point. And my body is like, what are you doing? Right. And I think that's important to note because a lot of times people think when they start feeling this way or they start sabotaging or like the book says, upper limiting themselves, right? Like bringing themselves down a notch, starting an argument, getting sick, not being able to enjoy it fully on a deep level, not being able to enjoy it on a embodiment level where you just like feel it in your body and you allow that shit to sink in. I can't really remember what I was saying, which is really unfortunate, but I kind of got lost in my thought. But yeah, it's important to note because there will be moments where are we subconsciously do something to stop ourselves from feeling such joy and such pleasure. And we have to understand that, and I say this in like probably almost every podcast episode, we need to find joy and satisfaction within ourselves and our life before we can be able to truly experience happiness. And all the money, all the, you know, the materialistic things, like, they're a byproduct of that, right? So they come into our lives, they flow into our lives as a byproduct of our satisfaction and happiness in our everyday life. So most people are living a life where they wake up and they're like, I fucking hate my life. I feel miserable. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Oh my God, I hate my job. Like, my boyfriend sucks. My girlfriend sucks. This and that. Like, I need to finally get this thing in order to finally feel happy. And you got it all motherfucking wrong. I'll tell you that right now. I think everyone gets it wrong at first. And so you learn. When you learn, you learn. And you're like, okay, it makes sense now. It's clicking. And life changes drastically, right? So I just want you guys to pay attention to where that's happening. And you know, if you feel any sense of joy in your life, like, you, anything that you feel, if something really good happens to you, or you feel like, I don't know, like, you're lucky, grateful, like, gratitude is filling you, right? It's filling you up and you just feel amazing. I want you to be super, super conscious in those moments and allow yourself to really receive it, to really feel it throughout your body. Let it flow through your fucking veins, that pleasure and that happiness. Because our first reaction is to just change the subjects or to feel it a little bit, but we're not used to feeling it. We're not used to that. And our nervous system needs to start getting used to it little by little by little by little if you want to live a happy life. And it's crazy how we get addicted to these emotions, and that's why I love Joe Dispenza's work, Gay Hendricks' work, all of them. They're really, like, great at explaining this stuff in a way that's digestible, in a way that's applicable, in a way that is life-changing. And such a beautiful thing. So I wanted to just share that with you, because last night I was texting a friend, and she said something about her life being a whirlwind. And this is a new friend, mind you. It's not a friend, like a best friend or someone that I've known for years. I met her probably like in 2021, and we just started like texting and like making possible plans to hang out. It's not like a deep friendship, right? So I know that she doesn't necessarily know how valuable of a human I am and how good of a friend I am. So she mentioned wanting to hang out, and she was like, yeah, my life has been a whirlwind. I have so much to tell you. And I don't know where my phone is, but I sent her a really nice response back. I typed it out, and I was like, usually that's God just letting us know that there is something that we need to awaken to in order to get to our next level. When life is a whirlwind, there's so many lessons and there's so much wisdom that comes from that. And I'm like, what friend is telling their friend that? And I'm not saying I'm the only conscious one, right? I'm not saying I'm the only friend that's like super self-aware and super into personal development. There's so many people out there, but it is kind of rare for someone to say that kind of thing, right? It's a little rare. It's a little rare. I'm not saying I'm the only one, but I typed it out and I'm like, oh my God, I almost like didn't want to send it. Why? Because I didn't want to accept my greatness at the moment, right? And that's another thing that happens with the upper limit. It's like, when you start growing and you start ascending and you start really entering your next level, you're going to surprise yourself. You're going to impress yourself. You're going to be like, who the fuck am I? I am such a top tier human. And sometimes your ego and your nervous system is not going to be able to handle that right away. It's not going to be able to accept it. It's going to want to bring you down. So moments like that are really important to pay attention to, because I almost wanted to delete it. I'm like, is this going to be too much for her? No, of course it's not going to be too much for her. She's going to be like, wow, this fucking person's amazing. But it was me that didn't want to, you know, show my greatness. That didn't want to display my greatness at the moment. Like, I didn't want to be, what I'm trying to say is, like, I didn't want to be seen in my gifts at the moment. But when you're conscious, when you're aware, when you don't let any thought slip by without shining a light on it, you start to catch this. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this as an opportunity to appreciate what a great friend I am, what a great coach I am. Now, I'm not her coach, but I am a coach. What a great human I am, right? Like, I did this work on myself to become this person. And it's important that we appreciate that and that we own that and that we stay in our power in that, and that we don't shift and change and try to like dim ourselves down, right? And that's another thing that the book talks about is like the fear about shining. And there's like four different barriers to entering your zone of genius, which is where you belong, right? It's like what you're best at, what you thrive at. And people don't ever reach that level because they don't allow themselves, because there's barriers. And one of the barriers is fear of outshining other people. And that usually stems from childhood when we do something and our parents kind of tell us to, you know, not hide, but our parents basically don't want us to hurt our siblings' feelings, right? So they're like, oh, well, you know, don't let your sister know. Like, we wouldn't want her to feel bad, right? So what that teaches us on a subconscious level is to dim our lights so we don't make other people feel bad. Or even if we, you know, do show our gifts, like we act, we pretend to be miserable, or we pretend to be like, oh, this is so hard, or we pretend to be struggling so that other people don't feel jealousy. And that has happened in my childhood, like, a lot. So when I show my gifts, sometimes I almost feel like it's making other people feel bad. And I'm sure a lot of people on this podcast are resonating, like, holy shit, like, breakthrough moment, because a lot of people deal with that. And there's other barriers too. And he says that he's never met anyone with all four, but you can have multiple. But the one that stuck out for me was that fear about shining. And that was a moment where that really came into play. And it comes into play in a lot of areas of my life, and in my business as well. And it's just so good to know, because once you know where that stems from, once you know that that's just a barrier to you actually living out your full potential and greatness, it no longer has an effect on you as heavy, because you can catch it and you can reprogram that. And I think that's the beauty of knowing what you don't want in order to get to where you do want to be. But yeah, that's honestly all I have for today. I know that this is short and sweet and super, super fucking potent and effective. And I hope you guys really learned a lot. And I hope you guys, you know, received what you needed to receive from this episode. And your mind is just like, whoa. And that you go and buy the book. I know you guys will. I know you guys read all the books I suggest. And I think that's a really smart thing to do. Very, very smart thing to do is read the books that I suggest. Because let me tell you guys, I read really good books. Books that have expanded me on the deepest level, and books that have gotten me to where I was to where I am. And let me tell you, there's a huge difference, significant difference in who I was and who I am and who I'm becoming. So if you guys are interested in growth, expansion, and in living a life that is beyond what you can even imagine right now, and if you stick with me long enough, you'll be able to imagine, because that's so fucking important, is to be able to claim your desires, to be able to expand your imagination for what's possible for you. And that, a lot of people struggle with that. But yeah, if you're in my world, if you come to my masterclasses and my courses and stuff like that, you'll learn that on a deeper level. It's so beautiful. It's that all of this stuff is such a, it's so expansive, and it really just helped me fall in love with my life. And that's all I want. Like, I always tell my best friend, and I'm like, my biggest desire for life is to be happy. I literally want to be the happiest person. I want to live my best life, spiritually, mentally, physically, mind, body, soul, all the things. I want to live my best life. And as a byproduct, I want to make a lot of money and have a lot of great experiences and provide an amazing life for my kids, an amazing fucking, not an amazing, multiple amazing containers for my people, right, for my clients, so they can grow alongside me. And that just makes me the happiest person ever. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being a part of this podcast. You guys know that I love and appreciate you. If you enjoyed this episode or any episodes that you've listened to in the past, do me a huge favor, screenshot this baby, put it on your story, give me a little tag, shoot me a DM, tell me that you're listening, because you know that makes me so happy. I appreciate you. Share this with a friend, share it with your mom, share it with whoever you feel needs to hear this. And I mean, there's really nothing I can do to pay you back for that, because that is such a gift for you to do that for me. That means so much, and I appreciate it. I love you guys. I hope you have a beautiful weekend, and I will talk to you next week.